I didn't like it. You didn't like it. Ashley was there. She didn't like it. And I like almost less Donovan people justifying it, saying, well, they would do that to us, or, hey, they elected Trump. All these false equivalencies are making me madder than the actual booing did.
Yeah, and it's funny. So there's a couple things. One, you didn't like it in the moment, and you understand the competitive advantage, clearly, because the best player on the floor for the first 14 minutes of the game was Kevin Durant, and he looked like he was about to change the complexion of the series. But one, you don't want to win a championship that way. And two, anyone who's been an athlete, but really anyone who has empathy, should understand how much that would suck, whether it was a long-term injury or a short-term injury. People justifying it, saying, well, people didn't know the extent of the injury. Well, they knew the injury history if you were a basketball fan. And I think that's the thing. I think basketball fans in that arena understood and felt bad. It felt bad for him in the moment. Some bandwagon fans maybe who were in the building for one of the first times or who were willing to pay crazy prices on StubHub but haven't been watching all 82 games throughout the regular season thought that, you know, it was something that you cheered, and clearly it's not. And, you know, there was some FKD chants throughout the night, and one started around then. That wasn't good. Now, we should also say, and people got upset at me for not pointing out that afterwards, once Kyle Lowry and Serge Ibaka, you know, told the crowd to calm down, they got loud in a different way and they clapped him off and chanted KD as he left. So there was a bit of sweet and a bit of sour. But yeah, for anyone who feels like, oh, I'm cheering for my team, and that's part of cheering for your team. Well, the guys on the floor invested who wanted to win a championship last night, they weren't excited about it. And Nick Nurse said himself that his own Raptors players were a little bit shook by it. And you understand, because there's a brotherhood among players. But, I mean, I think we should have a brotherhood and a sisterhood, if you will, among human beings.
Yeah, like that's like Lawrence Taylor breaking Joe Theismann's leg. And then like Lawrence Taylor looking just, it's Lawrence Taylor. That guy is fear. And he was like despondent about what he'd done. That was the feeling I thought of the three Raptors last night.
Yeah, and I think they knew, you know, how hard it was for KD to even get back in that situation, and how much pressure and talk and noise there was about whether or not he was going to come back. Other Warriors were playing through injuries. Why wasn't he? What this meant for his future in his free agency. But I think they also know that he's someone who potentially could go into free agency, what that might mean, and really what that might mean for the rest of his career if it is an Achilles. So, yeah, it wasn't our proudest moment for sure. It was a weird game. It felt like multiple games in a game. And even afterwards, I still felt leaving the arena shook because of how the game ended, but also shook about how KD's season ended.
The whole thing was bizarre. You're right. It was super despondent from quarter to quarter, half to half. It was very strange, but let's dive into this KD stuff a little bit more. So Bob Myers comes out on the podium after Steve Kerr, and Steve Kerr won't address anything health-related about KD, even though he's asked. He's saying Bob's going to talk about it. So Myers comes out visibly upset, choking back tears, saying how great of a guy KD is, how unfortunate it is that things turned out this way, and then makes a point to A, say he has an Achilles injury now, but that was not the initial injury that sidelined him for 33 days, and B, if you're going to place blame on anyone, place blame on me. There's a lot to unpack here, but where I want to start with you is this blame thing. Should there be blame placed? Was there too much pressure for KD to come back? Were reports being leaked from the Golden State Warriors? Like, what's your read on this whole situation, Donovan?
Yeah, I mean, Sam Amick wrote, I think it was the day before, about the level of frustration and angst in the Warriors camp about KD's injury and when and if he was going to come back. And I mean, it's been talked about on podcasts, talked about on any platform, the pressure and whether or not he was ready and why it was taking so long. So and we do know that Kevin Durant pays attention. So whether it was something where he was trying to get on the floor before he was actually cleared or there was pressure internally, I think Bob Myers is saying, I have to wear that. I'll send all of that criticism to me because it starts at the top. And everything that happens with our basketball ops, I'm going to be honest, I think it was a little bit of recruiting as well, if we're being honest. Like, this is now his first opportunity to recruit KD. So let me go up and let me be the sacrificial lamb and let me take all of the arrows. And I'm going to tell you how much I love him, how great a guy he is. And I don't think those things are not true. I just think it was understood that, this is a moment where we need to protect our player if we want any chance to keep our player moving forward. And, I mean, I think actually, oddly enough, the chances that Kevin Durant is a Warrior next year may have gone up.
I think so, too.
He may opt in and say, I'm going to rehab on the Warriors' dime. Shaquille O'Neal would also say, I got hurt on company time, I'm going to rehab on company time. So, I mean, depending on the severity of injury, he may not be playing basketball for anybody next year. But that was my read of the Warriors situation. And listen, there's going to be reporting. We understand why so many people care, because it matters so much to the series, but also the future of the league. So I think we're going to find out one way or another what the original injury really was.
Right.
Who cleared KD, whether it was his personal doctors, the Warriors, or both, how he felt about things going forward. I hope that he was not pressured. But this is one thing I do know, and you guys have been down to the arena throughout the series. You talk to every former player, almost without question, they all said, he should not be playing. And many of them went further and said, he should not be playing, and it's an Achilles. And I'm not a doctor, but when you looked at his leg and where it was iced and where it was wrapped, it was lower than it was high.
Yeah.
And I don't have many muscles, but I know the calf muscle is closer to the top than it is the bottom.
The calf muscle is one of your stronger suits, I must say. You're a bit of a toe walker, it developed really nicely.
We were going to go top 10 of the Donovan Bennett muscles after 8 o'clock.
Well, 8 o'clock
take
hour.
Take some calls on
that. I look great in heels, I just got to tell you.
But there is an element, Donovan, sorry to cut you off. There is an element of easier said than done for these ex-players to sit there and say, no, don't play when you're the defending champs, two-time defending finals MVP, and wanting to get in the game as well.
No, I don't know. I don't think there is.
No?
Listen, why do you think Uncle Dennis was painted as the crazy uncle? Because he said, no, Kawhi. I don't care what your teammates are saying or what the doctors are saying. You're not right. And so you need to sit down. And Kawhi was a villain in San Antonio until he's not. And we know he's playing hampered, if not hurt, right now. So we know it's not a toughness issue. It's different. Kevon Looney can tape up his shoulder or collarbone or whatever his injury really was and play. But something to your lower extremities – That's different. And even if it wasn't Achilles, and it was a calf, if you haven't been playing basketball at a high level for 5 weeks, and then you're doing 20 minutes of 3-on-3 against guys who are not dressing, and you're going to jump into an elimination game of the NBA Finals, that's when injuries happen. So aside from the actual injury, the fact that he hasn't got himself in basketball shape to play at this level, he hasn't been able to because he's been hurt, is a problem for those players. So I understand the pressure. And listen, I would want to play, but this is not, Chara with a jaw that is broken, right? This is something that could impact his explosiveness and his ability to play the game for the rest of his career. And so people say it's an elimination game, down 3-1. You need to play. Some of those players are like, you're down 3-1. You guys are probably not coming back. So you have to think about yourself and the rest of your career. You are the CEO of Kevin Durant Incorporated, so make the best decision for yourself and your personal shareholders and not Bob Myers and Joe Lacob and Peter Gruber.
Yeah, and Kyrie Irving's Kyrie Irving's does some weird stuff and says some weird things, but he's done that very well for himself, and he's been criticized. There is, I think, more than any other sport, I even think football, where a guy like Gronk tries to get healthy for a Patriots playoff run, or quarterbacks do, and guys play through pain. They play through concussions also, but there's a bit of injury shaming in the NBA. It's a one thing in a beautiful league with great superstars, and it's run really well. It's a players' league. And that's the one thing I don't like. There is a little bit of injury shaming about it, but why can't you go? Chris Paul even faced a little bit of it last year.
All right. Anyone who has an issue, go talk to Isaiah Thomas. He was hurt. Mm-hmm. He had a hip injury. He lost a family member. He's playing in the playoffs, playing well. His injury ends up being worse, and he ends up being traded. lost the Brinks truck that he was hoping that they were going to back up for him. And his career, he can't even get playoff minutes for the Nuggets. So the Celtics and the fans really were happy when he played and called him, you know, their hero until they traded him out of town. His career has never been the same.
Hey,
so in the moment, it's tough, but you have to think of your career.
We got 30 seconds. You still pretty confident? Two games left. The Warriors are they've lost Looney. They've lost Durant. I mean, for practical purposes, still pretty confident they get one. Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I
good.
Mean, this
no.
With Oracle. Being it's last night for real this time. Like everyone knows it's the last night, regardless of what happens. Man, the Warriors are going to come out fired up in that first quarter. You have to think so. You'd hope so. And then if they get a game at home and anything happens in a game seven, the chances that the Raptors, if they get this done, win three games in Oracle in a Steve Kerr era when no team has ever done that, if they get that done, it'll be crazy. But I think Bill Russell was in the tunnel. The trophy was in the tunnel last night. The plastic was on the cameras. You had a 6-point lead, and the clock was ticking down. Last night was the night.
Donovan Bennett had his ski goggles in his pocket, and as we know,
damn,
with your
Donovan.
Calves and your hamstrings and everything, there's not many places to put the goggles.
It's true.
You got to hide them, right. Ashley. I'm saying you got to smuggle them. it's a jinx. Otherwise,
I'm more of a snorkel guy.